Hi again, everybody, and welcome back from Oberlin for match number two of the day here on 101.1 KFNF from the Oberlin Lady Red Devil Volleyball Tournament. As our first match of the day was Oberlin and Rollins County, and Oberlin got the win there, two sets to none, 25-20, 25-23. Did have a match in between this one and between the Oberlin match and now Hoxie here. It was DCS taking down St. Francis, two sets to one, winning the first set 25-20, losing the second 25-20, but coming back to win the third 25-17. Now Hoxie and Rollins County will do battle here for our second match of the day. Take you through a little bit. Hoxie 12-10 on the season so far. Rollins County now 9-13 with their opening match loss there to the Oberlin Red Devils. Hoxie 12-10 coming off of a 3-0 day on Tuesday at the Plainville Quad, where they took down Smith Center two sets to one, 25-15. Losing the second set 25-17, but coming back to win the third 25-22. Beat Plainville pretty easily, two sets to none, 25-9, 25-18. And they beat Ellis two sets to one, 25-23. Winning the first, losing the second 25-23. Came back to win the third with ease, 25-10. Rollins County, that opening match loss to Oberlin, two sets to none, 25-20, 25-23. Rollins County certainly had some momentum in that match, but could just never get over the hump and take the lead and keep it. And so here we go, match number two of the day on KFNF, number three of the tournament. DCS, the winner of the other match, Dundee County Stratton out of Benkelman, Nebraska, and now Hoxie and Rollins County, a couple of former Northwest Kansas League rivals. Hoxie now in the Mid-Continent League and has been there for a couple of years. Rollins County still, though, would love to beat them, and Hoxie doing the same. Hoxie kind of went through a little bit of a tough stretch there after getting out to a 4-0 start, kind of dropped to a losing record and have won a few games in a row here, four straight, and a few out of the last 10 to get above 500 again, as they are now 12-10 on the season. And looks like we're getting everything set up here and ready to go. And looks like we are ready to go. So Rollins County will get to serve it first. I don't think a point has been awarded. I don't know if they were going through. Hoxie is wearing pink jerseys, and maybe the numbers didn't match up with the numbers that they had there at the start. I know we had to go through and kind of figure out who was who on the Hoxie side. But Rollins County is ready to go, and so is Oberlin, and so is Hoxie. And so there was a rotation error called on Hoxie, so it's 1-0 in favor of Rollins County. Here's the serve into the back row. They'll set it up outside Emily Bainter with a two-hand swat over. Great dig right there by the Buffaloes down the middle to Katie Shively. She's blocked up front. Now the setup to the outside again. Bainter off hands and down. And there is the first kill of the game for the Indians from Emily Bainter. The senior ties this up at one apiece. So there was a rotation error somewhere in there. I don't know if maybe the lineup card was written wrong, and then they were basing that off that. But here is the serve over from Harper Mock into the back row. Big swing down the middle for Katie Shively. Bump set spike with ease right there for the Buffaloes. And it's the first kill for Shively to give the Buffaloes a 2-1 lead here in set number one. And Paige Lankus, the libero, will go back to serve here for the Buffaloes. And back to serve. Lankus puts it to Bainter, who lobs it up over the top. Pushing it over is Avery Mock. Now the setup to the outside. Big swing into the net for Camden Franklin, who puts it into the left net. Ties us up at two apiece here in set number one. And back to serve for the Indians. It's Avery Mock. This is their first match of the day. Rollins County with one underneath their belt. Every other team with one underneath their belt. Hoxie got the benefit of having the first couple of matches off, but we'll play this one. Then they get a match break and we'll play again. So after getting a couple of matches off to start, they play two of the next three. And then we'll get a couple of match break again after that. And so here a sub will check in for the Indians. And it looks like we're set and ready to go. Still awaiting everybody to come in. And now they're trying to fix the rotation here of the Buffaloes as the down official is over there trying to confirm all the numbers. And now head coach Bailey Argabright is talking with her, trying to figure out if the rotation is correct from her perspective as well. 2-2 here in set number one, a little bit of a delay. It's been back and forth to start. It was a rotation error on Hoxie to start the match. And then from there, it's kind of been back and forth. So 2-2 the score here in set number one. Hoxie 12-10, trying to rally back from a tough stretch there at the beginning of the season. Played a lot of tough teams in that stretch and have rallied back very well to get above 500. Won some big matches at a couple of Norton Triangulars. And so now here we go. All right, we're set and ready to go. And here's the serve into the back row. It's Shively with the dig. Two-hand swap, free ball sent over from Franklin down the middle of the setup. Outside, Emily Bainter, left pin, off hands and down. Emily Bainter with another kill, her second, and puts the Indians in front 3-2 here in set number one. So 3-2 lead here, set number one. Back to serve is Avery Mock. She lobs it up over the top, into the back row. Great dig right there. Dewey with the back set out to Shively. Right pin off the hands of Emily Bainter and down for a block. 4-2, Emily Bainter there along with her partner in crime, Harper Mock, up front. And so they'll each get credited for a block, make it 4-2. Avery back to serve again, lobs up to the back right corner for Lankus to the outside. Here's a swing coming from Michek that'll roll over the top to the outside. Bainter again goes with a tip shot this time, gets Dewey to fall for it, and it goes off her wrist and will land out of bounds, and it's 5-2 quickly here for the Indians. And the Indians this season have been able to get out to early big leads, but keeping them has been the thing that they've struggled with, but have really recovered nicely over the last few weeks. Here's the hit there from Shively over the top of the blocks. Now Mock will send it over on a free ball from the Indians. Dewey will set it up down the middle for Shively again. Goes short, got it to go to the middle. Free pass back over, and it'll sneak past Shively and down in front of Dewey and make it 6-2. So how about that? Shively took care of business on a nice little tip shot in the middle, and then the free pass right back over to her got past her and down. Dewey with a setup down the middle here for Camden. Franklin blocked right back at her. Tries to play it off the net. She'll get called for the double hit. It's 7-2. That was Kendall Ballman along with Bainter up front again. 7-2. Hoxie by 5 in set 1. Hard serve right there at Kennedy Tim. Dewey will set it up to the outside. Trying to get it inside the antenna, and she won't be able to do it. There is Samantha Michek, going to make it 8-2 in favor of the Indians here in set one. Hard serve right at Lankus in the back row. The libero pops it up for Dewey. Franklin will have to send it over the top of her head on a free ball. Long setup outside, and Emily Bainter will go into the net. 8-3 now, as that was a long set basically from one side of the court to the other there for Avery Mock, the setter for the Indians, and she was setting up Bainter there on the right panel to the far side try, and it was just too close to the net, and Bainter ran into the net. 8-3 into the back row there. Great dig for Gordley to the outside. Here's a swing for the Indians coming from Schiltz, and it'll go out of bounds to make it 8-4. So 8-4 here in set number one. Indians have led by as many as 6. Shively back to serve again here for the Buffaloes. Sends a spinner right at Mock in the back row. She was able to dig it out. No, that was Bainter. Shively, and excuse me, that Schiltz sent it over to free ball. Somehow a save from Katie Shively in the back row with a pancake. It goes over the top of the net and falls down. Are you kidding me? 9-4. 8-5, excuse me. Holy cow. 8-5 here in set number one. Katie Shively with one heck of the play. Back set this time. Bainter from the right pin down the near sideline, and she's able to get it to go. So third kill for her makes it 9-5 in set number one. Katie Shively got her second kill there, makes it 9-5. Hard serve into the back right corner. Great dig in the back row by Franklin. Now the bump set up, barely getting it inside the antenna there where the Buffaloes. Now Bainter from the back row on a free ball, able to twiggle the twine and gets it to fall down to the hardwood. Makes it 10-5. Fourth kill for Bainter and a 5-point lead here for the Hoxie Indians in set number one. Bainter lobs it up over to the back row. Great dig by Shively. Pops it up there to Dewey. Now a big swing coming over to the top of everybody is Juniman. Playing it off the ceiling are the Indians. Now Bainter will send it over on a spinner free ball. Down the middle here for Juniman again. Off the blocks. Kept alive. Bainter with a dig. And it'll be sent over on a free ball by Bowman. That'll be going wide. And make it 10-6. But how about a great dig right there from Emily Bainter flying in from the back row to save it. 10-6 here in set one. Hard serve, twiggles the twine. Great dig, but it'll be popped up in the air and out of play for anybody to reach it for Madison Meyer. And make it 10-7 on the ace there from Camden Franklin. Her first ace. Franklin again back to serve, lobs it up into the back row for Gourley. To the outside, swing off hands and down for Madison Meyer. That's her first kill, and to make it 11-7 on the far side pin, left side. She's able to get a big swing off the blocks and down to make it 11-7, a 4-point game here in set number one. Sophie Gourley back to serve for the Indians, a hard one that'll go over the top of everybody and out of bounds. Service error number one for Hoxie. Hoxie last season, the state runner-ups in Class 2A, went 36-6. Not off to that great a start this year compared to last year, but have rallied their way back to a 12-10 record and have won their last four straight matches, so have a lot of momentum coming into today. And so a rotation error will be called here on the Buffaloes, who got out of rotation right away, I think from the get-go, and now they're trying to fix it because attempting to go back there and serve was Jay Doty, and when they gave her the ball, she instantly called the rotation error, so it's 11-8 on the scoreboard. So 11-8 off of the rotation error. Hoxie with a couple of subs as well. Back to serve here is Allie Gourley, and she sends a hard one right at Shively in the back row. Franklin will set up Dewey down the middle. The tip shot is kept alive up front by Sophie, but she'll tap it out of bounds on a great sliding, diving dig, but just didn't put enough juice on it to keep it in bounds, and makes it 12-9. So 12-9 here in set number one between Hoxie and Rollins County. Third match of the Oberlin Tournament. First for the Indians. Hard serve out of the back row. Gourley digs it with the wrists. They'll go back to her. Sophie sends it over on a free ball. Camden Franklin will set up. Dewey on the outside. Big swing from the left pin over the top of everybody. And Hoxie will take the point. And it makes it 13-9 here in set number one. So 13-9, set number one. Back to serve is Eve Shippers, and Shippers will put it up to Dewey in the back row. Franklin with a bump set out to Shively on the left pin of the back row for Allie Gourley. Now a big setup outside. Bainter from the left pin goes soft and gets it to go as it was a great diving try from Kennedy Tim, but it'll go off her wrists and out of bounds, and it's 14-9. Emily Bainter, no surprise there with another kill. That's five for her, and a 14-9 lead here for the Indians. Hard serve to the back row for an ace. Eve Shippers comes in with a huge one and makes it 15-9 here in set number one. So 15-9, set number one from Oberlin. Hoxie out in front into the back row. Tim digs it up. It's going to be real close to the net. No, over on a free ball. Harper Mock will set it up to Allie Gourley in the back row, sends it over on a free ball. Franklin sets it up down the middle. Shively goes with a soft tip. It's right back at her on the block now. Indians on the attack, and it'll be killed by Emily Bainter, excuse me, Bainter with a big kill. Sorry, lost my train of thought there. Sixth kill for her, and it makes it 16-9. Hard serve for an ace! Eve Shippers put the juice on that one. Barely got it to go over the net and down for an ace. So Eve Shippers with two aces now in this serving rally at 17-9. She's back to serve again with a hard one, and this one is into the net. Second service here for Hoxie, and it makes it 17-10. But Hoxie has opened up a seven-point lead here in set number one, 17-10. Nothing in the set scores. Tayton Dewey back to serve for the Lady Buffs. Hard serve from Dewey into the back row. Sophie Gourley pops it up. Coming in to save it is Mock. Out of the back row, Allie Gourley with the attempt to get it over. And she can't on the free ball. And that'll make it 17-11 here in set number one. 8 point, 6 point game in favor of the Indians, 17-11. Dewey back to serve again. Sends it short right at Gourley. She pops it up. Now to the outside swing here from Emily Bainter. Takes a bit off of it and kind of looked like, you know, where she goes up, looks like she's going to hit it hard and then just, you know, goes through softly and is able to get the kill, her seventh, and it makes it 18-11. Hard serve this time for Harper Mock into the back right corner. Popped up from Dewey down the middle. Shively with authority off the ceiling. Played well right there by Avery Mock. Bainter on the free ball, and she's going to get the kill. As it went off of Dewey's hands, up, and it hit the backboard, then caromed off into the stands. So Emily Bainter with another kill. That's eight for her. We got a timeout on the floor. 19-11 here in set number one. It's Hoxie Indian Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. Back here from Oberlin in the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament. Hoxie Indian Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF, 19-11. Hoxie out to an 8-point lead on the Rawlins County Buffaloes. It was back and forth at the start, back and forth. Hoxie got a big lead and has never really since looked back as the Buffaloes tried to make their way back into it. But Hoxie shut them down a big. Coming out of the Rawlins County timeout here, Harper Mock with a serve. It'll go over the top of everybody for service error number three. And it'll make it 19-12 as the Buffaloes try to crawl back into the match here. So it'll be Paige Lankus back to serve for the Buffaloes. Lankus robs it up into the back row there for Bainter. They'll go to her to the right pin. She goes short. Almost got it to go. Michek was there to dig it out. The back set down the middle. Gavely, Shively, huge shot, but it was kept alive off the ceiling by Avery Mock, and she's going to be able to get the kill. Just send it over on a free ball to the near side front left corner and was able to get it to fall, so it'll make it 20-12, and Avery Mock, the setter, will get a kill there. 20-12. Hoxie in front by 8. Mock to serve. Avery puts it to the back row for Lankus. Now to the right side. Katie Shively down far side line with authority. She has just went to the power after the Buffaloes kind of fell down. She has went power, power, power since then and gets a big kill to cut the lead to 7 at 20-13. Katie Shively back to serve again here. Shively with a hard one to the back left corner. Popped up by Shippers. Mock runs in to save it. Sent over on a free ball here from Schiltz. Buffaloes on the attack. Down the middle. Big swing. Juneman off the top of the blocks and down. So Pacey Juneman with her first kill. It makes it 20-14 here in set number one. Buffaloes on the serve with Katie Shively. Sends a hard spinner. Right in the back row for Sophie Gourley. The back set here to Bainter was too close. Kind of misread it and then attempted to swing at it and just let it fall. So to make it 20-15 here in set number one with Shively again back to serve. Shively in that Oberlin match came up with some big serving runs, and this one is another case of that. Free ball sent over from the Indians. Buffaloes on the attack. It's Franklin down the near sideline. Almost got it to go. Free pass right back at her. Now the Indians take care of a free pass with a two-hand swat over. Bainter will pop it up in the air. They'll go to her on the left pin. Big swing down the far sideline, and she gets it to go. Make it 21-15. Emily Bainter with her ninth kill and a six-point lead here for the Indians in set number one. 21-15 on the scoreboard. Emily Bainter will be back to serve. 4 points away from a set one win are the Indians, who are wearing the pink jerseys today. Buffalo's doing the same thing. Hard serve into the back middle row. It'll go off the hands of Shively and out of bounds. It's an ace for Emily Bainter. How about that for a first set? 9 kills, 1 block, and an ace. She's back to serve again in front, 22-15. Bainter with a hard one. Into the back row, right at Shively again. Off her wrist and out of bounds. It's 23-15. Timeout on the floor taken by the Buffaloes. We will take one with them. 23-15. Hoxie by 8 in set 1. Soxie Indian Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. Back here from Oberlin, out of the Rawlins County timeout, Emily Bainter sends it long for service error number 4 for the Indians, and it makes the score 23-16. Camden Franklin into serve for the Buffaloes, gives it to Sophie Gorley in the back row. The setup, this time a two-hand swat free ball over from Kendall Ballman. Buffaloes now the attack. It's going to be tight for Dewey, but she's able to use it to her advantage and sends it into the far side left corner for the kill, and it makes it 23-17 on the little tap over, and that is the first kill for Tayton Dewey as the Indians have really silenced her in this first set. Dewey with a hard one out of the back row right at Bainter. Mock will set it up to the outside. Big swing off the blocks. Pit back over on a free pass from the libero Sophie Gorley and falls down as the Buffaloes weren't expecting a hit back after a great block on the outside from the Buffs with Meacheck and Franklin out there, and they weren't expecting to come right back at her. Sophie Gorley with a hard serve to the back row, right at Lankus. Franklin will set it up out to Dewey off the left pin, off hands high, kept alive by the Indians. Now they go on the attack, right pin here, and a kill from London Schiltz, who puts it through the blocks and down for the final point of set number one. 25-17, set one goes to the Indians. We'll be back with set two. Hoxie with a 1-0 set lead on 101.1 KFNF. Oberlin Volleyball Tournament continues here on 101.1 KFNF in match number 3 of the day for the tournament overall. Match number 2 here on KFNF, and it features the Hoxie Indians and the Rawlins County Buffaloes, and Hoxie is out in front 1-0 after their 25-17 win. They jumped out early and never looked back. It seemed like Rawlins County could never get into a rhythm, as they did there for a little bit and came back, made it close, got within a couple of points, but then Hoxie put on the pressure again, and they walk away with a set one win by a final score of 25-17. So Rawlins County in need of a win to force a third set. Hoxie trying to start off the tournament 1-0 with a big win over their former rivals from the Northwest Kansas League, Rawlins County. Hoxie wearing the all-pink jerseys with the black numbers, and then they have Indians scripted underneath the back of the numbers. The libero wearing the normal jersey for the Indians today. That's Sophie Gorley. She's wearing the black jersey for the Indians. As for the Buffaloes, they're wearing pink jerseys as well. They got Lady Buffs across the front, black numbers, and then they have, it's kind of a cool design, as from one shoulder down to the hip, it is, and it kind of makes a curve across the body. It's white, and then the other half of it pink, and they've got a nice little ribbon on one side of their jersey as well. Tayton Dewey will be back to serve it up here for the Buffaloes to start out set number two, and she gets the signal to do it, and set number two is underway and serves it too long on the first serve, and Hoxie will take a 1-0 lead. So the Indians up 1-0, now with a 1-0 set lead. First service here for the Buffaloes. We're now 9-13 after their opening match loss to Oberlin, 2-0. The back row off the wrists of Lankus down the middle. Shively with the power, but she's met with a powerful block from Emily Bainter for her second of the game. It was all her that time, and it's a 2-0 Hoxie lead. Man, that was with authority up front right there by Emily Bainter. And now Shippers on the serve with a hard one right at Lankus, goes off her hands. They'll play it off the ceiling. Shively will send it over on a free ball. Here come the Indians on the attack. Out to Bainter, left pin, off hands. Down the line to Lankus, goes off her chest, kept alive. Franklin on the free ball over to the Indians again into the near side corner. Down the middle this time here for Harper. Mock, who almost got a kill, goes right back at her. She'll pop it over to the air. Out to Bainter, left pin. Down with authority down the far sideline. Emily Bainter with kill number 10, and it puts 3-0. Hoxie here in set number two. So 3-0 Hoxie, set two. Shippers with a hard serve. Had a little bit of a spin on it, but it's way too long, and it'll go out of bounds. And the first point for the Buffaloes will come here at a 3-1 deficit. So Lankus back to serve for the Lady Buffs, sends a hard one to the back row, right at Sophie Gorley. Mark comes in with a bump set. Now the two-hand swat free ball down the line, and it kisses the near sideline. What a shot right there. by Emily Bainter, who just sent it with two hands. That's now her 11th kill. It'll make it 4-1. Hard serve for Mock out of the back row, right at Kennedy Tim. Now Dewey sets it up to the outside here for Shively, trying to go with a roll shot after she went with power so much of that first set. Now takes a little off there and took maybe just a little too much off and sends it long. And it's a 5-1 Hoxie lead in set two to Lankus in the back row. Pops it up. Now it's blocked right back at Meacheck. Kept alive by Tim up to Shively. Two-hand gives it over on a free ball. Mock with a bump set out to Bainter using the left hand. Curves it inside the antenna. And we'll get the kill. Emily Bainter off to a great match. Now with 12 kills, and it makes it 6-1 in set two. Hoxie with a 1-0 set lead. Mock back to serve again. Harper with a hard one. Barely gets over the top of the net. Free pass right at Bainter. Plays it off the tape. They'll go to the outside here for the setter, Avery Mock. And she's able to get the kill as it was right at Lankus. Goes off her wrists and up near the net and too close and down onto the hardwood to make it 7-1, an 8-point game. So another great start for the Indians here in set two. Hard serve right at Lankus in the back row. She pops it up to Shively, who sets it up down the middle for Franklin. Takes all the power off of it and almost got the tip to go. Now Bowman will send it over on a free ball from the Indians. Buffalo's on the attack with Shively. She takes the power off, goes with a tip. Almost got it to go again. Now Bainter trying to put it in the back right corner on the near side and instead sends it wide down the middle and makes it 7-2. So a 5-point game still here for the Indians, 7-2, Shively back to serve. Shively with a hard arcing serve right at Bainter in the middle of the back row to the outside. Bowman from the left pin just taps it up over to the top of the blocks. Dewey will set it up to the left pin. Franklin down with authority on the cross-court kill, and she'll get the points. So Camden Franklin with her first kill of the match. It makes it 7-3, lead cut down to 4. Shively back to serve again. Shively with a hard arcing serve. Dug out there in the back row, and it goes too far up front for Mock to run underneath it. She got a hand on it, but just tapped it into the net. It falls on the hardwood, and it's 7-4. And Shively with the ace, her first of the match. Shively with another one right at Bainter off wrist. Bump set out to Bowman, wraps it inside the antenna on the left pin. Dewey with a bump set to Franklin, who sends it over in a bump free ball. Now coming at him to the outside, just Bainter tapping it over into the blocks and down for a kill to make it 8-4. She was met right up front by Meacheck, but it'll fall down. Emily Bainter with her 13th kill, and it's an 8-4 lead here for the Indians, who lead it by 4, 1-0 lead as well. Hard serve here into the back row, off of the wrist, free pass over, almost taken care of by Bowman. Now Lankus just punching it over and gets it to twiggle the twine and go over. Bainter almost too close to the net, just wraps it into the blocks, gets it right back. Now the free ball sent over from the Indians, and it'll fall down in the back far side right corner. It was London Schiltz with two hands just pushing it over, and Lankus was on one side of the court, had to run all the way over there and dive for it, but came up short. 9-4, short serve here for the Indians. Dewey with a back set down the middle this time for Meacheck. Great dig right there by the libero, Sophie Gourley. Now down the middle for Kendall Bowman, who's met with the blocks up front of Samantha Meacheck and Pacey Judeman. Meacheck with the main block, and it makes it 9-5. So 9-5 here in set number two. Hoxie with a 1-0 set lead. Hard serve for Franklin to the back left corner. Popped up in the air from Shippers. To the outside from the 10-foot line. Schiltz rolls it over to Dewey in the back row. They'll set it up to her now on the left. And she's blocked up front by Bowman. But it'll go out of bounds. And it makes it 9-6. A 3-point game. Tayton Dewey with just her second kill of the match. 9-6, 3-point game. Franklin back to serve again. Sends a spinner at Sophie Gourley, the libero on the back row, to Bainter on the right pin towards the middle of the net. Just uses the little tap over and gets it to go into the middle of the floor and make it 10-6. So 10-6 here in set number two. Hoxie with a 1-0 set lead. Back to serve. is Bainter. Gives it off to the back right corner. Great dig by Shively. Now sent over to a free ball from Dewey. Two hands swatting it up back over after it's too close to the net is Avery Mock. The setup from Dewey on a backside. No, that was Franklin on the setup. Give it off to Michak, and the Indians out of rotation are going to have four hits and make it 10-7 as it was Bainter that popped it up in the air, and then it was a misread from Gourley, and it popped down onto the hardwood. So 10-7 here in set number two, and Jasmine Rodriguez in to serve for the Lady Buffs. Rodriguez twirls the ball a couple of times, now spins it right at her, almost a free pass. Mock is able to save it from going over. Free ball, though, sent over from the Indians. Buffalo's on the attack. Dewey with a cross-court try there from the left pin. Almost got it to go. Now a little tap shot back over on the other side for Meyer. And the free ball sent over from Dewey. The setup down the middle this time. Ballman with authority, using all the room, goes to the far side corner and gets a big kill. Kendall Ballman with her first one, and it makes it 11-7 here in set two. So 11-7, set number two, hard serve into the back middle row there for Shively. The setup, Franklin down the middle, Dewey just taps it over with the palm. Back set this time to the right pin and trying to stick it into the front side corner was Schiltz, and will send it wide, and it's 11-8. So 11-8 here in set number two. Next matchup, Oberlin will be back in action and taking on Dundee County Stratton. Two hands swat over on a free ball from Mock. Somehow kept alive by the Buffaloes. They'll send it over on a free ball. Mock sets it up outside. A huge swing off the blocks and down, or I should say off of the back row. Attacker and down. And so it'll go down as a kill there for the Indians, and make it 12-8. It was London Schiltz there on the kill on the left pin. She's subbed out, and coming in to serve for her is Allie Gourley. Gourley rears back, sends a hard serve over the top of the back row for Lankus. They'll set it up to the outside. Huge swing. Katie Shively almost got a free pass over. Now Mock with a huge swing off blocks, and it'll go as a point as they call a lift on the Buffaloes to make it 13-18. So 13-18 here in set number two. Hawks with the 1-0 set lead. Back to serve again is Gourley with a hard one. It'll go over the top of everybody. Sixth service here for the Indians, and it's 13-9. 13-9, set number two. Back to serve is Dewey. Dewey pops up to the back row for Gourley off of her wrist. Mox with a bump set to the 10-foot line and trying to roll it over the top. In the middle there was Emily Bainter and just didn't put enough on it. It'll go into the net and make the score 13-10. So to the 10 point, to the double digits. Arnst over the back right corner. Popped up, sent over on a free ball from Mock on a sneaky set try. Now down the middle here for Shively, who rolls it over to the top. Mock sets it up outside. Two-hand swat there for Madison Meyer. Indians get it right back on the attack. Down the middle with Harper. Mock off blocks and down for the kill. So Harper Mock gets her first one of the day. And makes it 14-10. Back to serve again. Hard one over the top of everybody again is London Schiltz this time. Seventh service error for the Indians, 14-11. 3-point game of the 1-0 set lead for the Indians. Hard serve for Lankus. Bainter barely got there. Dove in front of it. Mock rolls it over with a punch. Free ball! And she'll get the kill on it as it goes off Lankus' hands, who was just trying to push it up in the air with a little bit of a set. Instead, it goes off of her wrists out of bounds. And Harper Mock with a kill again. It makes it 15-11. Harper Mock the serve. Out of the back row there for Lankus to the outside. Shively down the far sideline into the far side corner for the kill. So Katie Shively, when they've needed her, she stepped up big. That's her fourth kill of the match. She's also got an ace, and she's back to serve again here for the Buffaloes. Down one set to none. 15-12 Oxy here in set two. Hard one right at Bainter. She curves it up in the air to the outside. Ballman from the left pin, and it falls down in the middle of the floor. Kendall Ballman with another kill. That's her second, and it's 16-12, a 4-point lead for the Indians in set number two. Avery Mock back to serve, sends a spinner right at Shively. Dewey with the back set out to Franklin, wraps it off the tape, and down for a kill. So who wants to take a commanding lead here in the match? It's been back and forth over the last few points, 16-13 in set number two. And it's Franklin to serve and popped it into the net. Second service error for the Buffaloes. And to make it 17-13. So 4-point game in favor of the Indians. 12-10 on the year. Bainter punches it over with a wrist on the free ball. Now Dewey Metz at the top of the net with a block from Schiltz, but it falls on the Hoxie Indian side and down for a kill for Tayton Dewey. And make it 17-14. Back to serve is Jasmine Rodriguez. Rodriguez spins it right at Bainter, who pops it up in the air with two hands to the outside, wrapping inside the antenna, and they're going to say it was outside of it, and it's 17-15 as they were looking to get it out to Madison Meyer there in the left pin. Jasmine Rodriguez with a long serve that'll go off of the hands of Sophie Gourley and down for an ace. 17-16, Jasmine Rodriguez with the ace. Indians lead it by one with a one set to none lead. It's Hoxie Indian Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Back here from Oberlin, Hoxie Indian Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF as the Indians. And here's a hard serve into the back row. Right at Gourley, goes off of her chest. It's able to kept alive by Bainter. Sent over to free ball from Mock. Now here comes Dewey down with authority in the back row. Bainter digs it out to Meyer on the left pin. Rolls it over the top and wide. And it's 17-17. So how about that? Out of the timeout, what a rally that was. 17-17 here in the second set. Rodriguez back to serve. Sends a hard one right at Gourley, who pops it up in the air. The back set this time. Ballman, two hands, sends it over on a free ball. To the outside, Dewey from the left pin. To Bainter in the back middle row. The outside, Meyer down. Off of the hands of Shively and out of bounds. Shively jumped up at the last second to try to save it, but instead it pops up into the air. 18-17 here in set number two. Hard serve for Gourley. It rolls in on the far sideline. Sneaky set try there for the Buffaloes to the outside. Big swing, and it'll go wide. And make it 18-18 as London Schiltz was looking for the kill. 18-18 here in set number two. Between Hoxie and Rollins County. Hoxie won set one, 25-17. Set two, Hoxie got out to a big lead, 7 points. Buffaloes rallied their way back. It's tied up here at 18 apiece. Into the back row for Meyer. The bump set out here to Schiltz through the blocks. Almost got it to go, running in to save it from going out of bounds is Mock. Now a two-hand swat back over there from Harper Mock up front. Schiltz will set it up outside. Meyer off the blocks. Kept alive up front by the libero, Sophie Gourley down the middle. Harper Mock trying to go for the front side near corner. Almost did. And now a two-hand swat this time for Meyer. Buffalo's on the attack down the middle with Shively. She'll do the two-hand swat and sends it too wide. It was looking for the near side corner. And it'll go out of bounds to make it 19-18. Hoxie out in front here in set number two with a 1-0 set lead. Hoxie looking to win match number five in a row and improve that record. Allie Gourley into serve, sends it short. The dive, free pass over. Popped up by the setter. Now they'll go to her, and she pops it into the net. Keeps it alive. Emily Bainter was there and almost got it, but it makes it 19-19. They went with Mock on the right pin after she was the one that took care of the free pass, and it's knotted up at 19 apiece here in set number two. 19-all. Tayden Dewey back to serve again. Dewey rolls it to Sophie Gourley in the back row. Avery Mock sets it up. Madison Meyer down with a kill through the blocks. And make it 20-19 Hoxie. Madison Meyer with her second kill. 20-19 Hoxie, the first to 20. And back-to-back sets. Eve Shippers in to serve. Shippers rolls it over to Lankus in the back row. Dewey with a back set out here to Doty. It's off the blocks and down. Came off the block. Great drive right there on the outside for the block. But it goes off the hands of Bainter and down 20-20. It's Doty with the kill. Into the back row for Bainter. They'll go to on the left pin. It's too short up against the net and into the net. And it's 21-20 Rawlins County. So the Buffaloes, who have been down by as many as seven, have come all the way back and taken the lead late in the match, 21-20. Lankus, the serve to Gourley, who pops it up from the 10-foot line. The setup, Bainter rolls it down the near sideline, far sideline. And Shively will take care of it down the middle into the near side corner. And head coach Lachelle Barr wants a timeout. Katie Shively gets her fifth kill to put the Buffaloes in front by two over the Indians, 22-20 in set number two. Talking in volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin. Hoxie in volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. 22-20. Hoxie is led by as many as seven and now find themselves down by two in the second set with a 1-0 set lead. Rawlins County trying to force a third. Lankus back to serve. Sends it right at Gourley. Sends it too short. Mock has to tap it over and gets it to go. She went up front there in the middle and tapped it behind her off to the near side front corner and is able to get the kill. Avery Mock with her third of the game and makes it 22-21. The serve barely goes over. Free pass time. Kendall Bowman had an opportunity there and just sent it wide. 23-21. Bowman will be kicking herself for that one. As there's a free pass right at her, she tried to two-hand tap it into the far side front corner. Instead, sent it wide. 23-21. Shively to serve to Bainter. They'll go to her on the slide of the right pin with authority, and it kisses the back line to make it a one-point game at 23-22. Bainter with her 15th kill has been kind of quiet down the stretch here for the Indians in set number two, 23-22. Back to serve for the Indians is Avery Mock, the junior. Lobs it up short right at Franklin. Goes off of her chest. Dewey runs in to save it. Sent over to free ball from Juniman. Indians on the attack. Bainter from the left pin goes short. Right there to pick it up was Franklin. Down the middle for Juniman. Hard swing off the blocks. Kept alive. They're going to go to Bowman, who goes to the far side line, slaving it is Lankus into the blocks, kept alive up front there by Bowman. Free ball from Bainter. What an effort. To the outside here is Michek down the line on the far side and gets the kill to make it 24-22. Samantha Michek with her first kill. And it could have been the biggest. 24-22. Set point one for the Buffaloes, who have just led over the final few points here. And now, there looks like could be a problem with maybe the bookkeeper and the officials as they're going to talk over some things. And it looks like everything is okay. 24-22, set number two. Hoxie with a 1-0 set lead, trying to come back and win this one. They'll have to send it extra points to do it. Mock, the back set. Bainter swats it down the near sideline. Lankus with a two-knee sliding dig. Dewey sends it over on a free ball. Mock sets it up outside. Bainter from the left pin. Off the blocks and down. And the Buffaloes win set two. 25-22. We're going to a third. What a comeback there for the Buffaloes. Down by as many as seven, and they win it by three. We'll be back with more Hoxie Indian volleyball. Set three coming up next here on 101.1 KFNF. Back here in Oberlin, Hoxie Indian volleyball on 101.1 KFNF, where the Rawlins County Buffaloes, who were down by as many as seven in set two, come back to take down Hoxie 25-22 and force the decisive third set. So Rawlins County down by seven in that match comes back and will force a third set here as the Indians have played in a lot more three-set matches this season. Than normal. Than last season, I guess you could say. And have had somewhat of a good record in them, but have had a few not go their way as well. Indians winners of their last four straight games, trying to make it five here, and have really played good volleyball today. Rollins County just got on a run there, found some momentum, and kept it on their side. So set number three here from Oberlin. First match of the day of the Oberlin volleyball set. First match for Hoxie in the Oberlin volleyball tournament. Oberlin winning the first game of the day over Rollins County, 2-0. Then DCS beat St. Francis 2-1. And here in the third set between Hoxie and Rollins County, we'll have Oberlin and Dundee County Stratton coming up next right here on KFNF. And then we will have Hoxie and St. Francis after that. Here's the serve from Dewey. Lobs up to the back right corner. Great dig right there by Mock to the outside. Big swing, Meyer. It'll go off the blocks. Kept alive. Barely sent back over from up front there from Doty. It'll go off her hands and out of bounds. And make it 1-0. So 1-0 lead for the Indians. Shippers back to serve. Sends a hard one into the net. Eighth service error for the Indians. And we're now knotted up at one apiece. So 1-1 here in set number three. Between Hoxie and Rollins County, Lankus to serve, rolls it over. Great dig right there, Sophie Gourley. Mock sets it up. Painter with authority. Kaboom! 16th kill for her, and it's 2-1. So 2-1 here in set number three. Indians with the serve. It's Harper Mock to do it. Mock rolls it over to the back row for Tim. Dewey with a back set this time to Shively, who taps down the middle. Great dig right there for the Indians. Now Bainter going soft this time. Gets the Buffaloes out of rotation. Shively trying to get the free ball over, and she can't, and makes it 2-2. Makes it 3-1, excuse me. Harper Mock back again to serve here. Mock lobs it up at the back middle row for Lankus. Dewey sets it up outside here for Camden. Franklin down the line. Excuse me, that's Samantha Michek getting to kiss the back inside near side corner. And it makes it 3-2. Shively to serve again. Sends a hard one right at Bainter. They'll go to her down the middle. Goes soft off the blocks. Popped up in the air from Dewey. Now a free pass in over. Almost taken care of by Ballman. Lankus was there to dig it out. To the outside. Two-hand swat. Free ball into the middle. Kept alive by Bainter. Off the hands of Shippers on the free pass. The back set this time. Michek will have to roll it over. Almost sent it wide on the far side corner. Bainter from the left pin. Gets it to go off the blocks and down. So make it 4-2. Emily Bainter with kill 17, and a two-point lead here for the Indians in set three. Winner take all. Rollins County not wanting to start the tournament 0-2. Hoxie wanting to start the tournament 1-0. Hard serve to the back, middle row. To the outside here for Juneman with a hard swing from the left pin. Mock sets it up. Bainter now off the tape. Kept alive off of the tape there by the Buffaloes. They'll send it on a free ball from Franklin. Mock down the middle this time. Ballman rolls it almost on the far sideline. Dewey just has to swat it right back. Indians on the attack here. Bainter into the blocks and down for another kill. As actually they're going to call the Buffaloes into the net, and it makes it 5-2. So what I think. They've got 4-3 on the scoreboard. We'll see if that stands. Avery Mock, yeah, 5-2. And it'll go down as an ace for Avery, as the Buffaloes could not handle it. So Avery Mock, the setter, with her first ace. 6-2 lead. Hoxie again has opened up somewhat of a larger lead here at 4 points. Short for Franklin. Down the middle this time here for Michek, and she gets the kill. So Samantha Michek with her third kill, and it's 6-3. In set three, winner take all. Hard serve for Franklin, right at Bainter. She digs it out. They'll go to her on the slide of the right pin. Goes short to the near side corner. Now Dewey does the same thing, but pops it over in the middle. The setup outside. Bainter left pin off blocks and down. It was Juneman that got every piece of it and sends it right back of the Indians to make it 6-4. So Buffalo's back again to serve here with Camden Franklin, a Hoxie two-point lead. To Shippers, to the outside swing, and almost went sent down there from Schiltz. Now Juneman into the net, and they'll call two hits on her to make it 7-6. 7-4, excuse me. Seven to four in set number three. Bainter to serve again. Lobs it up in the back middle row for Lankus. And it'll go down as an ace. As Lankus popped it out into the grandstand, saving it from going into the grandstands all the way was Miechek, and then it'll drop to the hardwood when she does it. So 8-4, Bainter with the ace to Lankus again in the back row. She digs this one cleanly. Dewey trying to punch it over, and she can't, and it's 9-4. Emily Bainter got her second ace just a couple of serves ago. Now serves this one up to Lankus. Popped up in the air with one hand. Running in to try to save it there was Franklin. Sent over a free ball from Dewey. The setup down the middle. Bowman off the tape. Kept alive by Dewey on a sliding dig. Sliding to save that one right there was Mock. But sent it too far to the left and no one was there. And so it'll drop down and go for a point. Make it 9-5 now here in set three in favor of the Indians by four. Back to serve again here is Rodriguez. Jasmine to Sophie Gourley. Mock trying to set it up. And did it fall in? No, they're going to say it went wide. Indians thought it might have touched the line up there up front in the near side corner. And now the down official overturns the call there by the line judge down the line. And so they do say it is a point, and it'll go as a kill for Avery Mock to make it 10-5. Sets it up to the outside, rolling it in between the blocks right there was Doty. Now a free ball sent over from the Indians to the outside. Dewey with a big swing down the line and out. So make it 11-5 as Tayton Dewey just sends it too long. Avery Mock, the setter with four kills in the match, 11-5. Sophie Gourley, the serve, into the back row, and too close, so it'll go for an ace. And trying to play it off of the net right there with the Buffaloes, and they couldn't do it. 12-5, time out of the floor. We'll keep it right here, 12-5 here in set number three. Knotted up one set apiece each. Hoxie winning the set, first set 25-17. Rollins County winning set two 25-22. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors today of the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament: Aqua Shield Roofing, Bainter Oil, Creative Collision, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, First State Bank of Hoxie, FNB Bank of Oberlin, Frederickson Insurance Agency. Big thank you to all of them for helping support Hoxie Indian, Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1. KFNF, 12-5 in set number three. 1-1 set all. As Hoxie won the first set 25-17, Rollins County riled back to win set two 25-22. And see who's going to come out on top here in the final set of the day between these two teams. Not the final set these two will face. Still a lot of volleyball left for Hoxie and Rollins County. Rollins County will have two more matches after this. Hoxie with three. Hard serve here to Shively in the back row. Franklin sets up Dewey down the middle. Off hands and down. Tayton Dewey, who's been a little quiet in the match, just her fourth kill, makes it 12-6. So 12-6, set one. Set three. One set all here. Hoxie trying to start the tournament 1-0. Hard serve here from Tim to Bainter. Popped up on a bump set to the outside and trying to get it to Schiltz, but she'll send it long looking for the far side left corner as we look at it left to right. So 12-7 now, 5-point game for Hoxie. Tim with a hard serve on a spinner right at Avery Mock. Gives it to Harper, who will send it over. Down to Shively now on the middle, and she gets it to go. Looked like she was going to go to the right. Came back left on the cross-court try and got it. And to make it 12-8, that's Katie Shively's sixth kill. 12-8 here in set three. Hard serve into the back row again. The setup to the outside. And Schiltz almost puts it down. Off hands a couple of times. And finally it'll go down as a kill. So it's London Schiltz with her fourth. And it's 13-8. Hoxie in front. Hard serve here for Allie Gourley. Now a big swing down the near sideline for Katie Shively, and she'll make it 13-9 to make it kill seven. 13-9 in set three, one set all. The serve popped it over to the back row. Great dig right there by Sophie Gourley. Now gives it off to Mock, who bumps it over on the free pass. Down the middle for Shively with a little bit of a slide. Almost got the kill in the back row. Now Harper Mock has to run in, tries to put it off her wrist and over onto the other side of the net, and she can't. And it's 13-10 here in set three, and Rollins County trying to build up some momentum here over the Indians. Dewey again to serve. Puts it in short to Sophie Gourley. The outside, Madison Meyer rolls it up over the top. Shively now goes off the blocks there in the middle. The setup to Harper Mock down the middle. Off blocks herself. Camden Franklin there to dig it back out. Shively on the free ball. Indians on the attack. Sneaky set try from Harper Mock to the near side corner. Almost got it to go. Bodies flying everywhere. Katie Shively almost got the kill, but Bainter dug it out. Now Meyer off hands and down. Madison Meyer with her third kill. So third kill for Meyer, 14-10. Gives Hoxie a point for the first time in a long while. They needed it. Shippers goes with a short serve to Franklin on the near side corner. To Shively again down the middle. Free pass from Shippers. Buffaloes again on the attack. Joust at the net. Won by Harper Mock. As they're going to call a throw from the Buffaloes and make it 15-10. So 15-10 here in set number three. Hard one for Shippers, and it's too long. Ninth service error for the Indians, just two for the Buffaloes. Kind of been the difference in Hoxie trying to pull away and get wins. 15-11 here. Out of the back row for Sophie Gourley. The setup down the middle this time. Bainter trying to throw it into the front far side corner, and instead threw it into the net, and it's 15-12. So 3-point game in favor of the Indians. One set all. Lankus to serve. Allie Gourley sets it up. Free pass almost taken care of by Shively off the tape. And now Harper Mock will send it over on a free ball. Down the middle, Shively again. This time, Allie Gourley not able to pop it up. And it's 15-13. Katie Shively with another kill, her eighth. Michelle Barr can sense the momentum changing, so she wants a timeout, and we'll take one with her. 15-13 here in set three. Hoxie in front by two on 101.1 KFNF. Back here in Oberlin, where we are in set number three between the Hoxie Indians and the Rollins County Buffaloes. As Rollins County winning set two, 25-22. Hoxie winning set one, 25-17. And they have a two-point lead here at 15-13. The serve goes right at Bainter, and they'll go to her on the attack for the left pin. Blocked up front by Shively. The setup back to Bainter this time. Through the blocks, down the near far sideline for the kill to make it 16-13. Emily Bainter with herself, one heck of a match. 18th kill, 16-13. Harper Mock to serve. Hard one into the back row, right at Kennedy Tim. The back set this time, Shively wraps it down the far sideline for the kill. Katie Shively has stepped up huge in this match, and her ninth kill gives it a two-point lead still in favor of Hoxie, but the momentum really starting to shift over toward the side of the Buffaloes. 16-14, Shively back to serve again with a great one right at Bainter in the middle row, down the middle. Bainter now just using no power since it's short. Great sliding dig from Shively. Free ball from the Buffaloes. Hoxie on the attack. Bainter from the left pin into the tape and make it 16-15. So it was a late rally from Rollins County to come back and win set two. And now the rally has started a little bit earlier, but they are back within a point. Hard serve to Allie Gourley and in for an ace. Katie Shively, put the team on your back. That's 9 kills and 2 aces for her. And her play has just been at an elite level here. Barely gets it over that time. Bainter digs it out. Ballman, two hands, swats it over. Down the middle here. Big swing. And the Buffaloes will get the kill from PC Juneman. Her second of the night, and it is 17-16. Buffaloes back out in front after the Indians had led through most of the middle part of the way of the match, and now the Buffaloes with a one-point lead. Shively to serve again. Bainter pots it up. No, it'll go as an ace as they call the lift. 18-16. Shively with two aces out of the last three serves she's had. Trying to make it again. Popped up into the air. Mock to Bainter. Blocked up front. And the Indians, no, they'll say into the net are the Buffaloes. And it's 18-17. So that was a big call there for the Indians. 18-17. Buffaloes have rallied back in front again. Avery Mock to serve. Sends it short. Shively with a dig to save it. Juneman hard off the blocks. Dug out by Sophie Gourley. Bainter from the left pin with power, and it's too much, and it's 19-17 after she sends it long. 19-17 here in set number three. Two-point lead for the Buffaloes, and the winner go-home match to the outside to a tip there from Bainter. Now Dewey from the left pin through the blocks and down, 20-17. Tayton Dewey gets in on the party of kills to make it her fifth, and it's 20-17. Rawlins County down by as many as five in this set, now lead it by three to Gourley in the back row. The setup, Ballman takes it over the top. The setup outside, here's Dewey in the blocks and down again, 21-17. Dewey with back-to-back kills. The Buffaloes are starting to feel it. It's 21-17 in the third. We'll take a break. Be back with more Hoxie Indian Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. 21-17 in favor of Rawlins County. Hoxie won the first set, trying to avoid the reverse sweep, and they'll have to come back from four down to take the lead. And try to do that. Hard serve for Franklin, right at Sophie Gourley. Avery Mock comes in, sets up Bainter down the near sideline. Great dig by Lankus. And the Buffaloes send it back to the Indians, who come on the attack. Mock to Bainter, left pin this time through the blocks and down for a kill. Emily Bainter, 19 in the match, 21-18 here in set three. Indians down by three. Bainter, the serve, puts it right at Shively to the outside. Here's Dewey down the near sideline. Kept up by Bainter. Maier on the free ball. The attack, and just swatting it over into the far side corner on the top part of the court is Tayton Dewey for kill number seven for her, and it's 22-18. 4-point game. The Buffaloes, who got swept in their first match, now trying to pull off the reverse sweep. Meyer not going to let it happen, but a great dig in the back row. Rodriguez down the middle. Juneman, it's into the net. 22-19. Buffaloes by three in set three. Hoxie with a serve. Sophie Gourley from the middle serves it right at Shively. Franklin sets it up. It's too close to the net and into the net again. As she was looking to get it to the right pin, left pin this time for Doty, and it's 22-20. Don't count the Indians out yet. Down by two in set three. Gourley to serve again. Pops up to the back left corner. Dewey swats it over on a free ball with two hands. The setup down the middle. Harper Mock off blocks. Dewey there to pick it up. They'll go to her on the left pin. She puts it down. Sophie Gourley with a dig. To the outside here for Meyer. Off blocks and down. And the Indians have crawled back from down four to down one. Rawlins County wants a timeout. 22-21. Huge kill for Madison Meyer. Timeout of the floor by the Buffaloes. We'll keep it right here. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors today. High Plains Podiatry, Hoxie State Insurance, J.D. Skiles, Next Tech, Nutrient Ag Solutions of both Hoxie and Oberlin, R&M Service Center, Ray's Grocery, The Bank in downtown Oberlin, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, VAP Construction, Ward Drug Store, Watkins Realty and Insurance, Woofeter Pump and Well, and Equity Bank. Big thank you to all of them for helping to support Oberlin and Hoxie Indian Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. 22-21, set three. Hoxie found themselves down four and have rallied back to make it down one. Coming out of the Buffalo timeout. It's Gourley to serve. Puts it out in the back row there for Doty. They'll go down the middle for Dewey, sends it short. Sophie Gourley, what a dig. The swat free ball over from the Indians. Here come the Buffaloes on the attack. Shively just swats it over, wants to reset to the outside. Swing here for Schultz. It's down for a kill and the tie for the Indians. Her fifth kill ties us up at 22 apiece. And the Indians down four have come back to tie it in set three. Sophie Gourley to serve again. Gives it off to Shively. The bump set. No, they're going to send it over on two hits. Now Avery Mock puts them out of position. They get a free pass right back over. Mock bumps it up over the top of her head. Down the middle this time for Harper. To the outside for Dewey from the left pin, off blocks. Bainter was there to pick it up. Meyer this time, left pin, rolls it inside the antenna. Now some miscommunication. Rodriguez barely gets it over on the free ball. Mock to the outside, Schultz again, it's too wide. They were wanting a touch, and they're not going to get it. Were the Indians? It's 23-22. Rawlins County in front in the third and final set. Kennedy Tim back to serve for the Buffaloes. Tim lobs it up in the far side corner. Great dig right there. Keeping it alive is Bainter. Buffaloes on the attack. Down the middle. Shively off the hands of Mock. Bainter saves it. Mock will run in and they send it over on a free ball. What an effort. Buffaloes again on the attack. Dewey from the left pin to Bainter. Mock sets up Meyer from the left pin. It's too wide. 24-22, match point number one. For Rawlins County, Kennedy Tim back to serve. Kennedy rolls it over, right at Madison Meyer. Mock will set it up here with Schultz, who taps it in the back row. To Dewey, left pin, it's over. 25-22, Tayton Dewey wins it with her eighth kill. And it's a reverse sweep for Rawlins County as they win the third set 25-22. So Hoxie losing their first match of the day here at the Oberlin Tournament to Rawlins County, winning set 1 25-17, but losing sets 2 and 3 25-22, 25-22. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, get you your final numbers here for this match between Hoxie and Rawlins County, where Rawlins County gets the win 2-1. Welcome back here from Oberlin, where we're wrapping up our second match of the day here on KFNF, and the first for the Hoxie Indians, and it's a tough loss for the Indians, who had a 1-0 lead and a reverse swept by the Buffaloes, who come back to win it 2-1. Hoxie would win set one 25-17, but Rawlins County comes back to win sets 2 and 3, 25-22, to give the Buffaloes the win. Take you through your final numbers here. We'll start with Rawlins County, who is now 10-13 after the win there. Rawlins County gets three kills out of Samantha Meacek and a block. Two kills and an ace from Camden Franklin. Eight kills from Tayton Dewey. Nine kills and three aces from Katie Shively, who, if we had a player of the game, she would probably get it. Man, what a game from her. She really stepped up, was just digging every ball in the back row, came up with some big serves. But she finishes with nine kills and three aces. It's two kills and a block for Pacey Juniman. One kill for Jay Doty and one ace for Jasmine Rodriguez. For the Hoxie Indians, one kill from Sophie Gourley, 19 kills from Emily Bainter, two blocks and two aces, five kills from London Schultz, four kills from Avery Mock and an ace, 4 kills for Madison Meyer, 1 kill and 2 aces for Eve Shippers, 2 kills for Kendall Ballman. Harper Mock finishes with 2 kills and a block. The Indians finish with a total of 9 service errors to Rollins County's just 2. So Hoxie now 12-11 will take a match off, and then they will be back in action coming up here in just a little bit when they meet up with St. Francis for our 5th match of the tournament, and another one here on KFNF. So that's when they will be back in action. But stick around if you want to keep listening to high school volleyball. We'll have Oberlin and Dundee County Stratton coming up next to get you back to some regular programming. Then come back with our abbreviated pregame show and then get you set for that one as Oberlin will battle it out with Dundee County Stratton. That's coming up next. Once again, it is a Rollins County winner here in this one over the Hoxie Indians. 2-1. Hoxie winning set 125-17, but losing sets 2 and 3. 25-22. Like to thank all of our sponsors one more final time in this one. Bainter Oil, First State Bank of Hoxie, Frederickson, First State Bank of Hoxie, Hoxie State Insurance, Nutrient Ag Solutions, Watkins Realty and Insurance, Roofiter Pump and Well, and Equity Bank. Big thank you to all of them for helping us sponsor Hoxie Indian Athletics as well as Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1. KFNF, we'll be back in just a second or two with Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball as they take on Dundee County Stratton. That'll be coming up next here in just a few minutes on 101.1 KFNF.